You're listening to SBS News.
In the lead-up to the midterm elections, there was much speculation on whether Donald Trump's support would hold up or whether the so-called blue wave of discontent with his politics and style would flow to the Democratic Party. The results have seen enough of a shift for President Trump's Republican Party to lose its control of the House of Representatives to the Democrats, but the Republicans did retain control of the Senate. Despite the loss of the House being a major blow for Mr. Trump, in a tweet he described the result as a tremendous success. Thanking supporters, Leader of the Democrats in the House, Nancy Pelosi, said the result marks a new dawn for the United States.
Thanks to you, we owned the ground. Thanks to you. Thanks to you, tomorrow will be a new day in America. Remember this feeling. Know the power to win.
All 435 seats in the House of Representatives were in contention, while around a third of the 100-member Senate, the upper chamber, were up for grabs. One of the most closely watched Senate races was in Texas, where Democrat Ted Cruz was victorious after a tight, epic contest. Mr. Cruz faced one of his party's biggest challenges in aiming to keep his seat against popular Democrat candidate Beto O'Rourke. A former punk rocker and three-term congressman, Mr. O'Rourke captured the national spotlight, raising more than $84 million during his campaign, almost twice that of his rival. Mr. Cruz paid tribute to Mr. O'Rourke.
And I want to also take a moment to congratulate Beto O'Rourke. He poured his heart into this campaign. He worked tirelessly. Listen, it's important. He worked tirelessly. He's a dad. And he took times away from his kids. And I want to also say, millions across this state were inspired by his campaign. They didn't prevail, and I am grateful the people of Texas chose a different path.
Voters also picked new mayors, governors and state legislatures across the country. In other results, Democrats Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar became the first Muslim women elected to Congress, while Jared Polis became the first openly gay man to be elected a governor. He was part of a record number of LGBTQI plus candidates running for office this cycle. While voting was largely problem-free, some voters faced hours-long lines, malfunctioning voting equipment and unexpectedly closed polling places. While voting isn't compulsory in the US, these voters believed it was important their views be heard.
I voted to have my voice.
I voted because I like to weigh in on how the government's doing, and I don't get that right unless I pull the trigger and vote. So I want to vote so I have the right to complain.
I voted in order to have my beliefs represented.
The impact of the 2018 midterms could be enormous beyond just whether Congress will support or impede Mr. Trump's policy agenda. Now that the Democrats have taken the House, investigations into Mr. Trump's administration could increase dramatically, and the likelihood of impeachment proceedings against the president could also be more likely. But White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says voters don't want Democratic politicians spending their time investigating the president.
I don't know that there will be much of an appetite, Kristen, all across this country and some of these Democratic districts among the constituents for their members to be spending all of their time or even most of their time or a fraction of their time investigating, instigating, trying to impeach and subpoena people. That's a decision they'll need to make, but you have to really give the voters what they want. And as far as I can tell, there aren't many voters out there who say, you know, I'm going to give you an affirmative vote today because you've promised to investigate everybody or impeach the president. There seems to be no little appetite for that. In fact, I've hardly heard the words Russian collusion all night, and I think there's something to that.
Control of the Senate, which votes on the president's nominees, now means the president is able to continue to fill vacancies such as new picks into the Supreme Court without opposition. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.